Labor says it would work with National Senator Barry O'Sullivan to establish a commission of inquiry. Opposition leader Bill Shorten says for too long, small businesses, farmers and consumers have suffered from scandal after scandal at the hands of the big four banks. Mr Shorten has told the ABC it's time for Malcolm Turnbull and Scott Morrison to stop protecting the banks.
I don't know why they're so keen to run a protection racket for the banks. Now, a compensation process is one which we will look at constructively, but that's no guarantee of stopping the problems in the future. If you want to stop the problems in the future, you've got to understand and stop the misconduct in the past. And a Royal Commission has the powers to be able to look behind the corporate veil to make sure that we can genuinely reform the banking sector in this country.
Labor frontbencher Andrew Lee has told Sky News there's strong economics behind a banking royal commission.
Our banks go overseas collectively each year and borrow something in the order of $500 billion. They get that at extremely low rates as a result of the international money markets regarding our banks as being strong. But if you have this series of scandals chipping away at the public support for Australian banks, then ultimately that could affect overseas funding costs and could affect our bank's ability to deliver services to Australian customers.
West Australian Liberal Senator Linda Reynolds says she understands the conduct of banks is a real concern, but she says a royal commission is not the answer. Senator Reynolds has told Sky News the government has already taken firm action, including strengthening the powers of the regulator and introducing penalties for banking executives.
I'm not yet convinced of the need for a royal commission because I think there are other avenues to look at how to improve the banking system for consumers. But again, I'll listen to the debate this week, but at the moment I don't think that there is sufficient justification.
Cabinet Minister Simon Birmingham has played down the impact on the government if the O'Sullivan bill wins parliamentary support. Senator Birmingham says it wouldn't be devastating, but he's told Sky News there are practical concerns associated with an inquiry.
An inquiry, as I say, costs a lot of money, generates a lot of talk, great for the lawyers. What we've done is deliver action in those areas.
The Greens are yet to see the O'Sullivan bill and won't help facilitate its passage until it's discussed by the party room. But Senator O'Sullivan is unlikely to get the opportunity to introduce his bill this week unless debate on same-sex marriage laws concludes by Wednesday night.